Lighthouse Central Florida, we believe a person of any age can and should seek to fulfill their highest ambitions, well beyond the perceived restrictions of blindness and the vision loss. Serving Orange, Central, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida at 407-898-2483 or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
Hey, listen up, Blinded Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know?
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida. What if there was a clinically proven system that could save your sight in just 10 days? 10 days to better vision. 10 days to something new that really works. 10 days to measurable improvement. 10 days and you see results. We believe in thinking differently, thinking beyond the limitations of conventional treatment. We believe in empowering patients and restoring hope through research-proven methods. If you or someone you love has an acute or progressive vision loss condition, call now and learn more about Dr. Andy Rosenfarb's groundbreaking treatment for better vision. Call 908-928-0060 or visit us at AcuVisionAcupuncture.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But
this is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Glenn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome to the hottest show on the radio. This is your host, Michael. That's right. We got a show for you tonight. You are listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with your host, Michael. That's right. We are live from Orlando, Florida. Hey, listen, I hope you can call in tonight. Hope you can use your fingers to push the buttons. Let me give you the phone number. I'm going to say it nice and slow. 407. That's slow enough. 894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. Hey, let me introduce you to some people here in the studio. You might like to listen to them. I hope you do. One is my beautiful co-host, Lynn Golder, to my right. Lynn, you there?
I'm here.
Oh, good.
Welcome, everybody. What's today? The February 16th. Wow. Welcome, everybody. February 16th edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Right, Dave?
It is, it is.
And to my left, my co-host, the one, the only,
the one, the only.
What's his name? Big Dave. Dave Hildebrand.
Good evening, everybody. A belated happy Valentine's Day to all you lovebirds out there and listeners. And I'm glad to be here.
Oh, I'm so glad you're here.
Hey, it's my brother's birthday today, too. Happy birthday to bro.
What's his name? Not bro.
Joe.
Bro Joe.
Yeah, his
bro
name
Joe.
Is Joe.
Joe bro.
Not just another Joe. Not just any Joe, it's but he's my brother Joe.
Does he live locally?
Joseph Michael. Joseph Michael Hildebrand. He is locally, yes.
Hildebrand.
Yep, in Altamont Springs.
No kidding. Wow.
And we have behind the scenes, behind the glass that Dave and I can't see, behind the glass, his name is Chris Shaw. He's our producer. He's our engineer. Is he there? Chris, you there?
Oh, he's there. He's got his own dance tune there.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
We love his voice.
Who we have in our left corner here, the defendant, Chris Shaw.
We can't see him behind the glass because the glass is dirty.
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Hey, Lynn.
It seems like forever since what? We were sitting here.
Hey, Lynn. Sure. I want to give a shout out now to Sandy. From Mount
Sandy.
Dora. Sandy, if you are listening, welcome aboard, Sandy.
Hi, Sandy.
We met him. Guess what? We met him at your restaurant.
Sandy Steinberg.
Sandy, we met him at Mount Dora at your restaurant. What's the name of that restaurant you go to?
Where's your gig, Dave?
I'm not telling you. Okay. No, it's the Mount Dora Brewing Company, the Rockin' Rabbit Brewery.
We love it.
It's a great restaurant up there.
Great food.
And every time we go there, we meet somebody nice.
Yeah, they're pretty cool
give
people.
Give them a free plug.
Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with that.
That's right.
Speaking of shout-outs, Michael, I have one.
And go ahead.
Thank you for remembering Sandy, because I wrote it down and I forgot to type it up.
Sometimes I can remember something.
Yeah, David, this is because of you. I'm giving a shout out to JB Webb. He met you at Maxine's on Shine a couple of months ago. And a matter of fact, Michael was a guest on his radio podcast last week, I think it was.
Oh, cool. I'm going to try to find that on the web.
Yeah.
Yep, Maxine's on Shine, another place I like to play. And yep, I remember meeting JB there at a.
JB Webb. Mm-hmm.
Met him there at a fundraiser for the homeless.
And you have some shout-outs, you said.
I've got a couple. Yeah, well, I certainly want to give a shout-out to my lovely wife, Brenda.
Hi, Brenda.
Don't buy too much.
Yeah, exactly. I better check my account.
Right.
Now, she's just going grocery shopping, so she can't do too much damage. Exactly.
We all say that.
And I got to give a shout-out to my dear friend, Neville. Neville French, my neighbor across the street. I think he's listening, too. He's a cool guy, really nice fella.
Something new that he's listening?
Yeah, he's never tuned in, and we were talking earlier, and I told him about the show, and so he is going to tune in on the real radio. I mean, he's got his AM. Yep, he's got his AM radio tuned to the very end of the dial.
Well, that would be
as far down as it can go.
Maybe he'll call in.
It wouldn't surprise
me. Give him the number, Dave.
Oh, I gave it to him.
Oh, yeah. Well, remind him.
That number is 407-894-1680. That's right, boys and girls, 407-894-1680. Call before 9 o'clock tonight. Operators are standing by. How about that?
Hey, you sound very good.
Save your energy for playing the guitar, Dave.
Did you bring your guitar?
He did.
Yay. I did.
Good.
And I didn't even ask him. He volunteered.
Hey, folks, if you're listening to the first time on those radios, you're turning your dial and say, what is this show all about? This show... Well,
I say that
say
quite
bridge.
A bit, in fact.
We say we are the bridge right. between the blind community and the sighted community. That's right. So listen to me. There's
like
no
one
politics
of those suspension
on this
bridges.
Show, and there's no religion on this show. We got two things going for us, no religion and no politics. So enjoy the show.
It's true.
I don't have anybody calling in yet. 407-894-1680. The lines are wide open. You can call in now. You can just say hello if you want to. You
don't a variety
to
show.
You don't have to wait for trivia.
I basically left most of the first hour open so we could say hello to all our friends out there across the country.
You know, if you know, April the, is it 5th or 6th?
I believe it's the 5th.
We're going to be on the air going on our fifth year. Believe it or not, we're going to have a big party that day.
Ripley's, yep. Believe It or Not.
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
5 years, man.
Yep.
That's a long time for anything.
Yep. I want you here.
Well, you know.
I hope you're going to be in the country.
I am going to be in the country, but I'm not sure I'm going to be in town. I might have to. I might have to call you from.
Okay.
All right. Well, we'll
from
do
afar.
It. All right. Oh, somebody's calling in already.
407-894-1680. That's the. You want to say hello?
Let us know what's happening in your life this week. What kind of excitement's going on? Anything?
I'd like to hear somebody from like Indiana or Montana.
But who do you have, Chris?
Missouri.
Clearwater in the building.
Oh, we'll
Clearwater
take it.
Is
well,
on the
Clearwater.
Phone line.
Say
we'll
hello.
Take it.
Who is it?
The one and only Pastor Bishop Dr. Rabbi Eugene.
Oh, Rabbi Eugene.
Hey. Rabbi Eugene.
Eugene.
Rabbi Thatchik.
Hey, Dave. When you're talking about upcoming events, a lady by the name of Janae Gates and her guide dog and me are going tomorrow to one of the high schools to talk to the driver's ed teachers to see about getting in to where we can talk to the students about white cane safety and about, you know, being aware of people with white canes and dogs and what happens, you know, the penalties and stuff if you don't obey the law.
Well, that's very
great.
Important.
That's great. Yeah. By the way, are you near a place called Sun City?
Sun City is about 50 miles sort of southeast from me.
Because a radio station called us, wanted to know if we would like to have them on the air with us.
Oh, okay.
A Christian radio station.
It's called Sun City Center.
I've heard of that.
I think I know an individual that might work there.
He's a blind gentleman.
Is his name?
I got a name of Hal Knight.
That's him. That's the
phone. That's
call.
Him. Yeah, he contacted us.
He's a member of my council.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's yeah. Where it comes from.
It's
well, can you hear from the station from there?
Do what?
Can you hear the station where you live?
I can hear it if I pick it up. Well, I can get it on. I used to be able to get it on the computer, and I don't know if I still can or not. I could probably pick it up on my radio. Yeah.
If you stand on the bed and hold one arm above your head.
I could probably pick it up on my radio.
Okay. Cool.
Well, that's great. So it's a small world, isn't it?
That would be neat.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Eugene.
Yeah. Speaking of Dave playing his guitar.
Yes.
I understand Greg's found him a place over in Dade City where he can go and play whenever he wants.
Oh, good,
good
for him.
Man. That's excellent.
Go, Greg. Maybe he'll call in and tell us about it.
Yeah, I'd be anxious to hear what he's doing.
All right. Well, thank you, Eugene. We're going to go to break, and we'll catch you later.
Thanks, Eugene, for calling in.
Okay,
thanks for calling,
Eugene. Thank you, Eugene.
Good for Greg.
It is good. I'll be anxious to hear what he's got going on, and it's always good to help build up the experience.
We're gonna go to break.
If you have anything to say, folks, you can call in. Well, we're not gonna bite you. I'd like to talk to you wherever you are. 407-894-1680. Right now we're gonna break. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up. You're listening to The Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Stay active, independent, and make your life easier with the superb selection of low vision aids, tools, and technology from ILA. We carry everything for the blind and visually impaired, including canes and mobility aids, magnifiers, talking watches, talking clocks, talking Bibles, large print books, smoke detectors, braille products, talking cooking gadgets, voice recognition software, and much, much more. Magnifiers and talking products make wonderful gifts for grandparents and for individuals who are blind or who suffer from macular degeneration, diabetes, or arthritis. Easily order through our online store. Our quality products will be conveniently delivered right to your door. If you need assistance, please call us today, toll free at 1-800-537-2118. Visit us at independentliving.com. Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking legally blind individuals for federally contracted mailroom career opportunities in Boyers, Pennsylvania. Qualified applicants are those who meet the definition of legal blindness, are United States citizens, natural or documented naturalized, and have a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Applicants must undergo an extensive federal background check, including a credit and criminal background check and drug screen. We offer relocation, housing, and services assistance. Interested applicants should go to www.keystoneblind.org to apply or call 724-734-5079 for further details. Keystone Vocational Services is an equal opportunity employer.
When you have special needs, you need a special travel agent. Best Bets Travel is a full-service agency specializing in vacation for people with special needs. Our accessible travel specialists will assist you with cruise, tours, or independent vacation options for you and your service animal at no cost to you. Best Bets Travel navigates the world to provide you with vacation options to meet your needs. We are available 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. every day. Call us 321-243-0251 or visit us on the web at bestbetstravel.com.
Lighthouse.
When Gary was diagnosed with macular degeneration, he could no longer see his grandchildren and he had to step down from his job. Fortunately, he discovered a new technology, eSight. eSight is a revolutionary and clinically validated assistive technology that dramatically enhances vision for people living with vision loss. If you or a loved one are living with vision loss, call us at 1-855-837-4448 or visit eSightEyewear.com to see if eSight could be a fit for you. Share that you heard about eSight from the Blind and Beyond radio show for a special 25% discount off of your home trial. Only available until February 28th, 2020. Again, call us at 1-855-837-4448 or visit eSightEyewear.com to schedule an at-home trial today.
Second Sight Medical Products is the global leader in neuromodulation technologies to treat blindness. Building on 20 years of experience, Second Sight is breaking new ground with the
Orion
Visual Cortical Prosthesis, an investigational device intended to provide artificial vision for individuals who are blind due to a wide range of causes, including eye trauma, glaucoma, diabetic retinopathy, and optic nerve injury or disease. For more information, visit www.secondsight.com.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew by touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitzykit.org.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. I hope you're out there listening. You know what? Hey, Dave.
Of course they are.
If they're not listening, you know what that means?
They must be asleep.
They're not learning anything today.
They're listening.
The phone number to call in, maybe you want to say hello, is 407-894-1680. If you're excited, we'd definitely like to hear from you as well.
There's nothing on TV, so you should be tuned in. Turned on and tuned in.
You don't have to call just for trivia. We're going to have trivia in a little while.
Let us know what happened this week. Anything going on in your community connected with the blind, or if you're sighted, just call us in and let us know that you happen to run across us. Sometimes people are just tuning around the dial, you know, and you might have just ran across us for the first time.
Michael, what? You know what I'm thinking?
What are you thinking?
It's post-Valentine's Day, but you know what our friend brought up on the phone about blind dating.
Yep.
Information on yep. the internet, and I thought maybe some people could call in and share their experiences, whether it's it works, you know, looking for a friend online, or it doesn't work, or the apps are too difficult, or
I've met many people that were sighted that did meet their significant other through online means, and I always thought it was a little peculiar, but you know it works. For a lot of people.
As long as you filter it properly, you know, you filter it to your area where you live, you know, bring it down. You don't want to.
My problem is at the beginning, people, of course, everyone wants to put out their best side, but a lot of people, especially.
You don't talk more into the mic.
Especially on the sighted sites, there people are putting up false pictures and lie about themselves. And
it's true.
You know, you start off a relationship like that, it's going to be a little rough. But, yeah, I'd be kind of anxious to see how people spent their Valentine's Day. And just like Christmas, it's kind of tricky sometimes to shop for your the love of your life. Now, this year, Brenda and I, we both discussed it ahead of time because we just simply, neither one of us could think of what to get each other. So We don't need tons of chocolates and all that kind of stuff. So we said we're gonna get some chocolate covered strawberries and go out for a nice dinner. And so we're actually gonna drag out Valentine's Day just as long as we can, both of us. So we went out the day before and the day after, and strangely enough, on Valentine's Day I actually had a gig, and
you did, and I read your comments.
Yeah, and it's all Brenda's fault, my dear wife. I would have not chose Valentine's Day, only because I thought I would be in hot water. But she actually said, "Oh yeah, they can play on Valentine's Day." So
yeah, did you get a nice crowd?
It was a pretty nice little crowd. Yeah, actually, I was surprised, and I was all excited to have my sister and my niece were there, and a few other. Friends and stuff, along with a lot of folks that we didn't know. So it was a good crowd and a lot of fun. Actually, the night went by pretty quick. But I was pooped by the end, that's for sure. I'm not used to doing those four set nights, you know?
Yeah. But we'd like to hear what you have to say, you know, what your experiences have been.
407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Maybe you don't care for Valentine's Day at all. Do you think it's too commercialized? I mean, a lot of people think that it's strictly just to make money. And as a lot of you know, I'm a ham radio operator. I was talking to a guy in Norway, believe it or not, on Valentine's Day, and I was curious if they celebrate Valentine's Day over there. And he says they do, but not in the same way. It's certainly not as commercialized. You know, they might make something for each other or take each other out for dinner or something, but not celebrated in quite the same way that here the florists, you know, they make probably at least 25% of their money, maybe more than that for
and
the
Mother's
whole year.
Day. Yeah, Valentine's Day and Mother's Day.
Exactly.
Can we go to trivia?
If you'd like to.
Yeah, I would like to.
Okay.
Trivia time.
Is this David's?
Ding, ding, no. Ding, ding, ding.
Well, how did that happen?
I didn't even know he had one.
Yeah, we already put it in. Let's go to David's first.
Okay. Do David's first before mine, okay? Not the one
yours
I just told you.
Yours will be in the second hour. People call me the Space Cowboy. Oh, I know
Space Cowboy.
Try to see. Do you know who did this song?
Who is singing this song? 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680.
Because I speak of the prophetess of love. People talk about me, baby.
407-894-1680. Who is singing this song?
I think a lot of people will know this one.
Don't you worry, baby, don't worry, cause I'm right here.
You gotta at least play part of this chorus right here, you see.
Cause I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. I play my music in the sun.
There you go. I'm sure we'll get some callers for that.
407-894-1680. Who is singing the song? My was very much easier than this.
One of our good listeners will bail me out, as they always do.
They always do.
I'm telling you. Old Michael tells me I come up with these hard ones, but almost inevitably within the first minute, somebody will call and know the answer. Pensacola, British Columbia.
Montana.
Yeah, my buddy in Indiana might know. A lot of possibilities.
Somebody's on the phone already, Dave.
Good. I bet you they know who it is, too. I hope you got a whole bunch of gift cards or something to give out, because, you know, that song was so easy. I think we should, if someone guesses this right away, we should maybe give a chance for somebody to mention two other songs by the same artist and give them another card or something.
All right, well, you ready then?
Oh, I'm ready. Come on.
Let's take a drive down I-4 going westbound. And we're going around the bend over towards Tampa by way to St. Petersburg, Florida. Ladies and gentlemen, men and women, put your hands together for this trivia answer. The one, the only, Debbie.
Oh, my goodness. Debbie. What an introduction.
Debbie.
I think it's the Steve Miller Band.
You are so right.
Is she right?
Of course she's right.
I didn't
right.
know the Steve See, Miller Band.
I knew
band.
The song, but I never knew the group.
Steve Miller Band by Steve Miller Debbie. Band.
Yeah. And you were probably being nice and giving everybody a chance, and they still got in first. So.
Well, Debbie, you just won yourself. I got a question for Debbie. Are you near a Sonny's Barbecue?
Yes.
You just won yourself a Sonny's Barbecue. $10 gift card at Sonny's Barbecue.
All right. I haven't been there in a long time.
Okay, well, you can go.
Well, you will enjoy it.
$10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue.
And thank you. Thank you for bailing me out.
I also wanted to let you know that Eugene and Grant, my husband Grant, and I went to an art show that was made for the senses this past week.
Oh, cool.
It was held at a place called Creative Pinellas, and there are a couple of different artists who made works that were completely tactile. There were about 70 different pieces altogether, and some were things that were made noise, some had different scents to them, and a lot of them were really big, like 6 by 6 feet.
Wow.
And they were up on the wall, and it was all tactile. Some even had Braille messages hidden within them, and so it was a lot of fun.
Debbie, that is nice.
Was it a tour that's traveling around the country?
Not that I'm aware of, but they did it for this area in particular. Mm-hmm. And there was one piece that was donated to this collection by the Miami Lighthouse. And they actually used a white cane as part of the work, wow. The artwork.
Cool.
And it was just really, really exciting. And I hope a lot of blind people went through with that because... It's not often that you get things like this to come around. So when something does come, you know, you want people to participate.
Yeah, show interest so that they'll do it again.
Right. That's right.
That is nice. Well, anyway. You got to give credit to Pinellas County for putting together something like that, too.
That's right. Awesome. Definitely. Very and for good. Valentine's Day, my husband got me a ticket to the Billy Joel concert that we went to on February 7th, so that was excellent.
Aren't you lucky?
Yeah, it was a good show?
Yes, it was. He was awesome.
Ah, good. Yeah, I've seen him a couple times, with Elton, in fact.
Uh-huh.
And, he always puts on he's quite entertaining.
He sure is. He played for about 2.5 hours.
Nice. And he's no kid anymore, you know?
No, I think he's 70.
Yeah. I read that in AARP. That he was 70 years old.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
So. Well, thanks for calling. All right. Debbie. Appreciate
thank you,
it.
Debbie.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
All right. And
enjoy
Sonny's.
Enjoy Sonny's Barbecue.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, I think you got to stay on the line and so that you can give.
Chris.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right. See, it didn't take long and she picked that up.
You're all right, fella. You are all right.
He is
Big
good.
Dave, you're okay. You're okay, Dave.
Oh, you know, I want to mention, you know, Debbie had talked about the Pinellas Park. Or Pinellas, Creative Pinellas, putting on that creative blind-friendly exhibition. A couple of years ago, we did the same thing here in Orlando. There's a museum in Winter Park called the Alvin Pulaski, I think, or Pulaskis Museum. And they put on a blind-friendly thing for a few weeks. And it was really cool because they had at least 18 to 20 different exhibitions there, or presentations, should I say. And people had all kinds of different types of art that you could feel, smell, touch. And actually, one guy had a chair made of hoses, garden hose.
Oh, my goodness.
That I kept on telling Brenda, I wish I would have bought that. That was the coolest thing.
Did you sit in it?
Yeah.
You tried it out?
Yeah, yeah.
What kind of back was on there?
It was all hose, and it was actually comfortable, too.
Wow.
It was, but they had so many things, and they had Braille labels and other stuff, and people were there to explain to you what they did. They were all very proud of putting together stuff for the blind and excited to have them check it out. So
that's neat.
I hope there's more of that kind of thing that happens around the country, because we can appreciate art.
Yeah,
you know,
have to look that up and see what else is going on out there.
It's true. Mm-hmm. So thank you for telling us about that, Debbie, and anyone else around the country that has such things. I'd love to hear about other places that are bringing art to blind people. Also, I understand in theater there are some places around the country that have a system where they have the audio description, where you can have headphones and the people in the theater will describe what's going on. So hopefully Orlando's going to be doing stuff like that.
Speaking of that, I was at the Orlando Ballet yesterday with our daughter and our granddaughter, and they did have somebody that did the sign language, but I was thinking, what would a blind person do? They wouldn't be able to enjoy it,
or just can't see it.
There might be an audio description of it. So
yeah,
I've been looking into that.
I would get slapped if I tried to check it out too closely, you know.
But we went to see Cinderella, and it was wonderful.
I bet it would have been nice.
It wasn't the traditional.
It's a girl thing.
No, there were plenty of gentlemen there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was quite an event. Yeah, they had.
Well, even if I was sighted, I wouldn't go.
No, you wouldn't enjoy it. But
I
enjoyed the music and the dancing, and there was comedy in it. Yeah.
I would go to all kinds of music.
If Brenda wanted to go, I'd have no problem going to the ballet.
What a theater that.
Actually,
Dr.
you know, my
Phillips
wife. My mom used to be a dance teacher.
Really?
And yeah, she taught ballet and tap. And
did you ever dance ballet?
No ballet, but I did learn when I was very young how to do a little tap dancing.
Oh, I did tap dancing.
Yeah.
I got my right foot doing good, but the left foot never did good.
I always thought that sounded cool, you know?
Yeah, with the taps.
Well, don't laugh, because I have read that football players, they take ballet in order to increase their skills.
Yep, especially the quarterbacks.
Yep. I think Joe Namath, I once read that he took ballet lessons.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to go to break, and on the other side, we're going to talk to our friend Christine, and she's going to tell us all about, I'm not going to tell
a
you
story.
What we're going to talk about. It's a story. So
don't go away. We'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial.
Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Stay active, independent, and make your life easier with the superb selection of low vision aids, tools, and technology from ILA. We carry everything for the blind and visually impaired, including canes and mobility aids, magnifiers, talking watches, talking clocks, talking Bibles, large print books, smoke detectors, braille products, talking cooking gadgets, voice recognition software, and much, much more. Magnifiers and talking products make wonderful gifts for grandparents and for individuals who are blind or who suffer from macular degeneration, diabetes, or arthritis. Easily order through our online store. Our quality products will be conveniently delivered right to your door. If you need assistance, please call us today, toll free at 1-800-537-2118. Visit us at independentliving.com.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss, whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life. Whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way. Going to the grocery store or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483.
When Gary was diagnosed with macular degeneration, he could no longer see his grandchildren and he had to step down from his job. Fortunately, he discovered a new technology, eSight. eSight is a revolutionary and clinically validated assistive technology that dramatically enhances vision for people living with vision loss. If you or a loved one are living with vision loss, call us at 1-855-837-4448 or visit eSightEyewear.com to see if eSight could be a fit for you. Share that you heard about eSight from the Blind and Beyond radio show for a special 25% discount off of your home trial, only available until February 28th, 2020. Again, call us at 1-855-837-4448 or visit eSightEyewear.com to schedule an at-home trial today.
When you have special needs, you need a special travel agent. Best Bets Travel is a full-service agency specializing in vacation for people with special needs. Our accessible travel specialists will assist you with cruise, tours, or independent vacation options for you and your service animal at no cost to you. Best Bets Travel navigates the world to provide you with vacation options to meet your needs. We are available 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. every day. Call us 321-243-0251 or visit us on the web at bestbetstravel.com.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
Introducing Bonacle, critically acclaimed by experts and users as the must-have braille device for the blind. It fits in your pocket and is life-changing, whether you're 5 or 95. You can store a library of braille books and read them on the go, learn braille at your pace, play games with your friends, and get productive with work. Learn more and pre-order now for a discount at bonacle.co.
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. Yes, welcome back to the first hour. Yeah, we're still in the first hour. We didn't go to the second hour yet. We got time yet. There was a mistake on the machine,
they
the computer.
They do happen. They
sometimes
do happen.
They're computers' mistakes, not our mistakes. So you're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. We have a caller right now on the line calling in from South Florida, the one, the only, Christine Belts. Christine, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hey,
hi, Christine. Betty.
Hello, Miss Christine.
So let me tell you, everybody, let me just set this up a little bit. You don't mind, do you, Christine?
Oh, go ahead.
It's sort of a Valentine's story. Christine had told us a while back that she had a cat for 17 years, and she had to put it to sleep because it was, you know, it was ill at the end of its life. And some other things happened after, and I thought Christine would like to share the story because it's
tell
a
story,
really
Christine.
Nice story. So you're on, Christine.
Okay. Excuse me. I had Snuggles, the one that's deceased now, for 17 years. I got her when she was 8 weeks old. And I was still living in Ocala at the time. And
She was an ornery little thing. She was one of those one-person type cats. She only liked me, it seemed. Well, and she was soft. She was a tuxie,
Christine,
black and white tuxie.
Christine, excuse me for a minute. Are you standing right by your speaker?
Oh, I thought I had the iPad low enough.
No, I can hear it.
It's kicking back to us.
It's an echo, if you don't mind.
There.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
No
Sorry
problem. I thought I had the volume down enough.
No. Okay, there we go.
Okay, so, you know, she's a black and white tuxie, or was. And, you know, she came with me to Jupiter when I moved here almost 4 years ago. And, well, I would say at first I thought she was throwing temper tantrums when I first moved here because she was starting to do little no-nos on the rug. If you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we know.
We know too well.
We do.
We got cats too.
Yeah, she was doing little no-nos on the rug, and I thought, oh no, she's throwing a temper tantrum because we left Ocala. Well, after a while, you know, I started realizing, uh-oh, this is not a temper tantrum. She's doing this all the time. Took her to the vet. The vet just said, oh, she's old. Duh.
Right,
so,
17.
And I took her home for a while, and then she just seemed to get worse. She stopped grooming herself, and her meows started sounding terrible. And up until maybe 15 years old, she had the voice of a kitten. And then all of a sudden, she sounded like a jungle animal or something. And then my sister and mother said, she's not happy anymore. It's time. And I thought, okay, I'd better do this before I chicken out. So I went ahead and I told my sister, let's get this done. And on December 13th, my sister drove me down to the animal shelter, and we had Snuggles put down.
Shame.
We eventually, Stanley steamered the carpets to get rid of the no-no smell. And then 2 weeks ago from tomorrow, my sister took me back to the same animal shelter where I lost Snuggles to go look for a new cat. And I asked for a declawed cat because I can't see to clip their nails. I don't want to hurt them if I go too far up.
Yeah, see, that's a good point. I never thought of that until you mentioned it.
Even if you can see, it's no fun. No one that I know that can see likes to do that. So.
I don't do it.
Yeah. So I wanted to find somebody that was declawed because I know there are very few vets that'll do that anymore.
Right.
So I went to one shelter, no dice. I went to another shelter, like I said, the same one where we lost Snuggles. And they said they had 4 declawed cats, 2 of which were spoken for, which left 2 males, Leo and Bandit. Well, my sister went to talk to the shelter lady to see if there are any cats that fit my needs, or if the 2 declawed cats they had didn't fit my needs, what to look out for and let us know if they get one, if you know what I mean. You know, the cat that fulfills the certain needs that I have, because I wanted a friendly, declawed, big old sentimental sap. And my sister had me sit in a chair, and lo and behold, this cat jumped into my lap. I thought, okay, because there were some cats that walked around free. They weren't all in the kennels. And the lady said, oh, that's Bandit. He's one of our declawed. And Bandit started headbutting me and making kitty muffins and headbutting and making kitty muffins. And I was playing with him, and it was clear he liked me. It was clear he was saying, you're taking me home. Under no uncertain terms, you are taking me home. And my sister could sense that because that's how
she chose
got one of
you.
Her cats. Yeah, they pick you. And my sister took a picture of me playing with her, which is what you'll see on Facebook.
Right, I saw that, right.
And I said, this is it. He's coming home. So I went through the interview, filled out the paperwork, all that adoption stuff, got the bag of food. My sister had a carrier just in case we got a cat, because we weren't sure if I was going to get a cat that very day, but we had the carrier just in case. So we get Bandit taken home, and in the car, I'm in the back seat with the cat, and I've got my hand in the travel tote so I could pet him the whole way home. And if you don't know this, the cat just unzipped part of the tote and poked his head out so he could see everything that was going on. He is a curious boy. He is an explorer.
How old is he?
He's 3 and 5 months.
Okay, so he might still have a little bit of kitten playfulness in him.
Oh, yes, he does. He
and is, I'm sure Michael has a question for you, Christine.
Okay.
Michael, what you and David were talking about before about when the cat's in the room and you don't know it's there.
Yeah, that was the same question. You know, when you walk around, since you are blind, Christine, have you stepped on him yet?
No. I often will hear him say meow. Now, he won't say meow on the phone, so don't expect him to make a radio appearance.
When you walk
no, they don't
the
do
house,
it on command.
But when you walk around the house, how do you know he's there? Where he's at?
When he winds himself around my legs, I stop and let him do it.
Yeah, but if you're walking to the house.
Or he lets out a meow to let her know.
Well, he meows, and he comes up and winds himself around my feet. And that's pretty much it. Other times he just jumps up on the table or whatever and headbutts me when I'm sitting down. Or,
wow, he really did
his
find
name
you.
Is Bandit.
What a nice Bandit.
Yeah, I remember his name.
That's the name that he came with.
Nice. Sounds like a sweetheart.
I like the name.
And he's a good boy, and I think every cat gets underfoot. You just have to learn how to walk around them or to step softly. You don't pound or your feet down. You just step softly. If you suspect the cat's around, just step softly. If you know, they will sense that you can't see, and they'll wind themselves around your feet.
Or they'll know to move. A lot of them will. I've got an older cat.
I mean, if they get stepped on, it's their own dumb fault because I've stepped on my parents' cats. And I said, "Oh, I stepped on Jamie. I'm sorry." Mom says, "We all step on Jamie."
Right, right.
Excited people step on cats.
Exactly.
I've done it. I've stepped on Chase's tail many a time.
So, yeah, my cat will let us know. Even if I don't step on her, I can just barely tap her, and she'll like, "I'm here," you know, because she'll let me know.
I like the name Christine Bandit. I like the name.
But he was named before, right? Yeah.
I'm sorry.
The shelter had already named him.
Does he answer to
you?
Well,
actually, he was rehomed. He belonged to somebody who was no longer allowed to keep him.
Oh, wow.
So they had to surrender him to the shelter.
Does he know his name? Does he know his name? If you call Bandit, does he come?
Yes.
No kidding.
He knows. He likes to hide under the bed.
Yeah,
right now, he, I think that's, he's adopted that as his room. And he hoards his toys.
So
I bought him a catnip fish a couple days ago. And
you love that catnip.
He's going all over the place. I said, "Bandit, where'd your fish go? Where's your fish?"
So
well,
Christine,
today when I came home from church and I went to check on him, I went under the bed and I could smell catnip under the bed.
Yeah. So, Christine, so you have no problem taking care of him because maybe there's somebody out there that, you know, they kind of want a pet, but no, I don't know, I can't see it, but so it's going to be too difficult. What advice would you have?
It depends on what you're getting into. Now, I'm discouraging him from eating wet food. If I get him dry food, he's very easy to clean up after.
Right.
A word to the wise, if you're going to have an animal, cat or dog, minimize the wet food if possible, because that's what makes the poopy-doo smell.
I agree.
Yeah.
That's plus, what makes just the mess your smell. Food anyway.
And, you know, Michael, you said that yours leaves no-nos on the floor.
No, not the cats.
The dogs.
Cats know what they're supposed to do, unless Michael locks them out on the patio
for
3 hours, and then they can't get in, and they're going to do something out there.
You know, a tip for a blind person, at least if they have a cat that leaves no-nos on the floor, especially when they get older and they can't control themselves anymore, You can get a sandwich bag. Get the foldable sandwich bags, you know, just the old-fashioned baggies. No zipper locks.
Right, and you just put your hand in it.
Put your hand in it, and then you just play Minesweeper on the floor until you find the poo. And then you grab it and turn the bag inside out, just like they do with guide dogs.
Right.
And then if you are in a situation where you can't just take it outside and throw it into a Dempsey dumpster, wrap it in foil.
Oh, that's smart. And then you put it away in your
kitchen garbage can, and it won't smell. Yeah.
You know, some people out there might be saying, what the heck is she talking about? This is ridiculous. But it's
not. You're right.
It's a fact of life. And if you have a guide dog or a kitty at home, you need to know these things.
We would not have ever thought about wrapping it in foil.
No.
I mean, actually, even if it's not someone with a vision problem, if you live in a condo,
an apartment,
they all now, you gotta take watch after, clean up after your pets. So it's a good tip.
Exactly. And, you know, the foil idea came from my mother because when we first got cats several years ago and Mom tried to figure out a way to dispose of the litter because the trash would only go out on certain days.
Right, that's the problem, right.
She doesn't want the house to smell. We tried a bucket with a lid. That didn't work.
Like a diaper pail, yeah.
Tried putting a whole big bunch of Arm & Hammer in the box. That didn't work. And then I don't know where she came up with it, but my mom wrapped, she'd scoop out the box, you know, everything into a bag. She would knot the bag shut, and then she would wrap that in foil, and then she could throw that anywhere, and it would not smell.
You got a smart mom there.
There you go.
Very good. So
well, thank you, Christine, for coming with us today.
Now you got a nice little happy family, you and Bandit.
Yes, I do. He's off somewhere either snoozing or exploring.
He's beautiful. I'm looking at a picture of him. I'm going to share it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show Facebook page. He's a tabby.
If you were closer,
he's
we could meet him.
Yeah, with green eyes.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, he is. He's a tabby.
He almost looks a little lynxy, like a lynx. He's got some beautiful markings. Yeah.
And he's got some Egyptian Mao markings in him, too.
Yeah, he's beautiful.
Well, congratulations. I know that feels good, I'm sure.
Thank you for
sharing, Christine.
Thank you
for coming on today,
Christine.
Thank
you very much.
Good to talk to you.
Talk to you soon.
Good to talk to you, too.
Bye, Bandit.
Yeah, bye, Bandit.
I'll tell him goodbye for you.
Good night. It's trivia time.
It is?
Trivia time.
Chris is on the phone. I don't know.
He's not there?
No, he's on the phone.
Oh.
Yeah.
Trivia time. As soon as Chris gets off the phone.
I think Christine's still on the phone. I hear breathing.
Okay, I'm going to go. Good night, Christine.
407-894-1680.
407-894-1680. This was a big song.
Wait, hold on. I'm sorry. What are we doing?
With trivia.
Okay, all right. Trivia. Okay, I got it.
The one I gave you.
Because it was a big song, Chris.
All of them were big songs, I thought.
Yeah, somewhere.
This was a big song.
All right, I'm ready. I'm sorry. I hit the phone call. We got our good friend KJ from Orlando on the phone line.
Okay. That's cool.
All right, here we go.
Who's singing this song? 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? Chills, because I think about the singer. 407-894-1680.
Sound like they had a sad Valentine's Day, that guy.
Mm-hmm. Who was singing the song? Anybody know? 407-894-1680.
Well, somebody knows.
Top 10 record, famous song for a lot of reasons, one in particular, besides the song itself.
All righty.
I think Chris has got some shenanigans going on back there.
All right, so we got our girl KJ on the phone line first, and then we got our good friend all the way from Clinton, Indiana, since you called him out.
Okay.
He's waiting on you. So, all right, let's talk with KJ. KJ,
how you doing?
Hey.
Hi, Kelly.
Good. Good. I don't know the answer to the trivia, but I know this a lot. You know, for baby diapers, they have this diaper genie. It's like a special pail. I wonder if that would work for dogs and cat do, or if they have a like
yeah,
a pet.
That's a good idea. I've thought of that too. On genie.
It yeah, probably
worth,
would.
I think it would. It's worth a try. Yeah. It's something to think
if it's
about.
Big enough. That's
no, I mean, yeah, so just like a little, it almost looks like a small
trash can,
garbage
plastic.
Pail,
yeah.
And it's got a lid on it, and it's for baby diapers, and baby diapers are bigger than
right.
Two.
No, it's a good idea. It's a very good idea.
There you go. Well, if we had a prize for good ideas, you'd be winning one right now.
That's KJ. And there's a picture. Orlando, Florida.
There's a picture of Christine on Facebook with her kitty.
Well, thank you, Kelly.
Thank you, Kelly.
That is cool.
Thanks for
bye,
being
guys.
Out there, Kelly.
Take care.
Good night.
So now we got Mr. Indiana on the phone. Mr. Indiana, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How you doing there, Michael?
All right. How you doing?
Oh, it's a little chilly up here, but it's been pretty nice this last day here. It's been in the 40s today, but Thursday and Friday, we had a winter watch, and it's freezing snow and all that.
So you're calling from Indiana, right? You're calling from Indiana.
Burr.
So,
is that right, young man? You're calling from Indiana?
Yeah, it's Clinton, Indiana.
Clinton, Indiana. I was right, Lynn. Clinton, Indiana.
Yeah.
And what's your first name?
John.
John. Okay, John. So you're calling for trivia?
Yep.
So who do you
How
think?
How about Richie Valens?
100% right.
Oh, I've heard of him.
Let me ask you a question now. You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway, but let me ask you a question.
Yep.
Do you know the story about him?
Knew the story about him?
Yes.
Yeah, he got killed up in Illinois there with the Big Bopper and
That's
all the
right.
rest of them.
He died in a plane crash. You know how old he was? He was the youngest. He was 17
Pardon?
Years old. 17.
Yeah, that was, wait a minute. he sang La Bamba.
And that's right. He sang. I was going to say he had this song. Donna was the other side of the record was called La Bamba. That's right.
Yeah,
and that was huge too.
Both songs were top 10 records, and that's the only songs he ever made because he died after that. And you know what's starting with the plane? He wasn't supposed to go in that plane ride. He was supposed to go on the bus. And what happened when they flipped for it, and he won the flip. He won the flip.
So was Waylon Jennings. Waylon was they flipped for the thing, and Waylon won the toss so that he didn't get on the plane, and it was I think it was Richie that got on there, wasn't it?
Richie won the flip. Richie got on it, and one didn't go on it. I'm not sure who won. I thought it was Dion that didn't go. Do you know who didn't go? Who lost the flip and he didn't go?
It's not always good to be a winner.
Waylon Jennings, wasn't it?
I'm not sure. You're thinking it's Jennings? Okay. That I'm not sure. That was a very interesting question, though. Who didn't go?
That was Waylon Jennings.
Waylon Jennings. He didn't go. Yeah. Well,
huh?
That was the best thing he ever lost, and he didn't go on. Buddy Holly went. Richie Valens went. Big Bopper went. Yeah, they lost their lives on the plane.
We have to go to the top of the say goodnight and top of the hour.
We're going to break.
Thanks, John.
To the top of the hour. Thanks, John, for calling in. John, give your name again. Everything to
Have a good day, boys.
You too.
Take care, man.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thank you.
Stay warm.
I'm
going to stay warm. You got my address.
We do. We have his
address. That's John.
It's John Street.
Clinton, Indiana.
Clinton, Indiana. He just wants himself $10 on the Subway. We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.